welcome to the Gridiron Fantasy Football Podcast for Thursday, September 16th, 2021. Now, I am Chip, I'm your host, and thank you so much for listening today. If you're a new listener, thank you so much for joining us as well. If you'd like to share our podcast, you can find us over on Apple and Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and on Pandora. If you'd like to watch us, you can watch us over on YouTube at Gridiron Fantasy Football. So please do me a favor, hit subscribe so you don't miss any more episodes. And on today's episode, we're going to be talking about all the Week 2 matchups, going from Thursday Night Football all the way through Sunday Night Football, and give you all my starts and sits for the week. And then we'll go into some news and everything as well. But, you know, I tried to, you know, make the best judgments on the way I do my starts and sits for the week. Like, I also don't give you like a handful of people to start and sit. I go through every game and tell you who I would start and sit in those games. So I'm going to start off with the game for tomorrow night and then work our way, you know, work our way down. But it's just one of those things where I enjoy doing it this way because I feel like I can hit every game, hit all the players I can. So before I do that, let's talk about some news that took place yesterday. And there's not really a lot of news, but, you know, it's one of those things where it's significant to some people who own them. You know, Saquon Barkley. So we know that Saquon Barkley was very limited on Sunday. We knew that we really didn't know exactly how, if it was like smoke about him not being available for week one. And then we saw he only had like 10 carries. And so he didn't really look the same. And it's looking like that he won't be getting a full caseload for Thursday Night Football tonight. So that's a tough thing to, as a Saquon Barkley owner, to figure out, because as of right now, he is on the sit list for me because I can't trust that he's going to get the workload and give me the game that I need from the draft capital I had put on him. You know, so like everyone drafted him in the first round. I can't imagine him going out of the first round. But now you're going into week two and not really having your number one running back. So who knows when that's going to take place. I mean, he's going to finally get the full capacity that we've seen from him. But it's one of those things where we just have to continue to monitor it. And like I've been saying, like, I'd rather him blow up on my bench knowing that he's back to being Saquon Barkley, and then him being in my lineup and only getting me like 5 points. So use your own discretion. I understand sometimes you don't have any better option, but you know, it's one of those things where you just kind of have to high risk, high reward type of situation. And then moving on to the Baltimore Ravens. So we all know that on Sunday night, we saw, or I'm sorry, Monday night, we saw Tyson Williams get the bulk of the carries. He looked really good. Latavius Murray came in too as well. But based on what John Harbaugh is saying, that he has no problem moving forward with the four-back system, which includes Latavius Murray, Devontae Freeman, Le'Veon Bell, and obviously Tyson Williams. But so that just makes things very muddy for someone who has Williams, that you just don't know. It's just what we saw last year with them. Like, someone can have the hot hand. It could be Gus Edwards. It could have been J.K. Dobbins. It was Mark Ingram, you know. But that's a situation that I'm going to try to avoid that backfield as much as possible. And, you know, it's a boom bust type of situation this week. So hopefully you guys, you know, have a better option out there for you. But it's definitely something that is not looking good for you to, you know, it's not something that you look forward to being an owner of any of these running backs. And then the last part of news is Brandon Ayuk. It looks like he's been dealing with a hamstring injury, but he was a full participant in Wednesday's practice. Not saying that this is a reason to, not saying that this is a reason why he did not get any targets or play at all on Sunday. But maybe this is why he just wasn't in the game, because maybe he's been nursing a hamstring injury and they didn't want to make it worse. So hopefully, because he's a full participant in practice on Wednesday, that he comes out on Sunday and he gives us the Brandon Ayuk that we all know that he can be based on how talented he is and all that stuff. So like I said, a little short on the news, nothing big as of right now as of the recording of this podcast. But, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, things can change, you know, hour by hour. But let's get into some of the matchups and talk about my starts and sits for week two. Now, we're going to start with the New York Giants versus the Washington football team. You know, when it comes to who I'm starting in this game, this is more strictly for a two quarterback league or super flex league. I think you can start Daniel Jones. I know they're, I know Washington's a very tough defense, but I think that, you know, if you're playing in a two quarterback league or super flex league, obviously, he's a guy that you're going to start. Like every, all 32 quarterbacks are going to be starting in these leagues based on how big your league is and all that stuff. But I do think that majority of these guys can be played. So I think you can play Daniel Jones. I also think obviously you're starting Antonio Gibson, you're starting Terry McLaurin, Kenny Galladay. He's more of a wide receiver three from me. I still think you can start him. You know, Logan Thomas, you're obviously starting him. You're not going to play, you're going to sit Taylor Heineke. I just don't think that he's a guy that I know if you have Ryan Fitzpatrick in these bigger leagues, I mean, you may have to play Taylor Heineke, but I think he's a guy that you can sit. I do think you can, in the flex, you can play Sterling Shepard. I think he's gotten enough targets and enough consistency where he's a focal point of the offense, where I think that you can play him and get some good flex play out of him. And this is where my boom bust comes in. This is where I have Saquon Barkley. Saquon Barkley is a guy that did not have a very good game in week one. We know that he's still nursing that knee injury. And so it's already coming out that he may not be full go on Thursday night as well. So you can play him, but you got to understand he may be another bust this week, but you just have to take your hits until he's back to full health. And also JD McKissick is on this list. Very interesting that he did not get a lot of targets. He didn't really get a lot of playing time, but last year he was a guy who got over 100 targets. And I don't know if that changes now with Taylor Heineke being the starting quarterback, but it's still something that he could be a consistent. He was a consistent flex play last year. So I guess it's kind of a wait-and-see approach with him. And now moving on to the Sunday game. So let's talk about the Saints versus the Panthers. You know, this is, I think, a start for me. I think Jameis Winston, he's a streamer this week. I think that you saw what the Panthers gave up in Zach Wilson last week. I think that Jameis Winston will give you a good streaming option this week. I think you can play Sam Darnold. I think you can play him in a two-quarterback Superflex league as well. You're obviously starting Christian McCaffrey, Alvin Kamara. At wide receiver, you're just going to start DJ Moore, Robbie Anderson. And I don't have any starts, or I'm sorry, any sits or flexes in this game. But my boom bust guys for this game is Marquez Callaway. You know, he had a lot of hype going into the fantasy drafts. He had a lot of hype going into the season with Michael Thomas being out, but he wasn't the main guy. And so that may change this week. So if you want to take that risk, go for it. And the same thing for Adam Troutman and Juwan Johnson. I think that, you know, they both were involved in their own capacity. Obviously, Johnson got the touchdowns. But, you know, it's one of those things I feel like you probably have better options at tight end than these two. But, you know, in bigger leagues, this may be a guy that you have to play out of like Adam Troutman or Juwan Johnson. Now moving on to Cincinnati Bengals versus the Chicago Bears. I think for me on this, you know, when it comes to starts, I think this is a very, you know, easy for me. I think that Joe Burrow, you know, again, he's a good two quarterback league or super flex play. At running back, you're definitely starting Joe Mixon, David Montgomery. At wide receiver, you're starting Allen Robinson, T. Higgins, Jamar Chase. You're going to sit Andy Dalton. You're not going to play that guy. You're not going to play Justin Fields either. I mean, you know, he doesn't have the full-time role yet, so he's not a guy that you're going to try to be cute with and try to put in your super flex. I think at the actual flex position, I think Tyler Boyd's a good, he's always been a good flex play. When it comes to your boom bust candidates for this game, you know, Darnell Mooney is one of those guys and Cole Kmet, the tight end. I think that, you know, Darnell Mooney is a guy that got a lot of hype and it just didn't really, that whole game on Sunday just wasn't something that we would expect. From a guy that should be the number two for Chicago, but you know it's a new offense. They're going to try to implement Justin Fields, so there are different packages and all that stuff. So I think these are two guys that you probably have better options based on all the other games that are available and the players. But I think that you just have to, you know, if you're down to having to play Darnell Mooney, just know that you're probably going to be, you know, you could be really happy or not going to be happy at all. Now moving on to the Houston Texans versus the Cleveland Browns. Now, in this game, I'm starting Baker Mayfield. I'm starting Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt, obviously. I am going to sit Tyrod Taylor. Austin Hooper, I'm not going to play in this game. When it comes to the flex, I think, you know, Brandon Cooks is a good flex. He got a lot. He looked good last week. Jarvis Landry is always going to be a PPR type of guy. You know, if OBJ plays, I mean, you know, you can play OBJ. He's probably more of a boom bust for me, but I do think that OBJ has to be considered based on who you have already in your lineup. And I think that when it comes to the boom bust players, I think Mark Ingram is in this category. He seems to be like the lead back for he seems like he's going to be the lead back for the Texans, but it all depends on game script. It all depends on, you know, how that they were playing in a very positive game script game the other day. And so I think with Mark Ingram, that allowed him to get more carries. We don't know how that's going to be if they decide if they're losing. Who are they going to bring in? Are they going to bring in Phillip Lindsay? Are they going to bring in David Johnson? It seems like it's all depends on game script. So I think he is definitely a boom bust for me. Now moved on to the Rams versus the Colts. Obviously, if you're starting, you're going to start Matthew Stafford. I think you can start Carson Wentz. I know it's a tough matchup, but I think that if you're playing in two quarterback leagues, obviously, based on your lineup and who you have on your team, I think that Carson Wentz deserves some type of consideration in those types of setups. But it's definitely a tougher matchup. You're obviously gonna start Jonathan Taylor. You're starting Darrell Henderson, Cooper Kupp. You're starting at wide receiver. Robert Woods, Tyler Higbee at tight end. I think for a flex in this game, I think you definitely can play Nyheim Hines. He is the third down back. He's the pass catching back. So I think that he does give you some flex appeal. When it comes to the boom bust candidates here, I think Zach Pascal is here. Michael Pittman's here. You know, a lot of people are talking about is Zach Pascal the number one guy right now. I still think it's Michael Pittman. I just think the touchdowns came to Pascal. I think at some point we'll see Michael Pittman take that role. But, you know, it's hard. Like what goes on in fantasy, right? You play guys who had monster games in week one, and then you play them in week two and you get disappointed because, you know, it wasn't, you know, what you expected. And I think like that's where you have to be careful. I mean, I have to imagine that Zach Pascal was a guy that was not started in a lot of leagues, but because he has such a big game, you guys are going to start putting him in your lineup, and that's where a lot of loss. You got to be very careful on that. So you got to look at the matchup. They're playing the Rams. They have a tough defense. You know, for any of these pass catchers, it could be a very tough outing for them. I know like with last week, I mean, David Montgomery looked good against the Rams last week, right? I mean, it was surprisingly, you know, it was surprising how good he was doing against that defense. But Jonathan Taylor, he could have a decent game. But when it comes to the pass catchers, I mean, what was it like? Allen Robinson had 11 targets in that game and he had only 3 receptions. So I don't know. I just think that you got to kind of have low expectations to come to Zach Pascal this week. And now when it comes to moving on to Denver Broncos versus the Jacksonville Jaguars, you know, in this game, I think that, you know, when it comes to, you know, two quarterback leagues, I think you can play Bridgewater. I think you can play Trevor Lawrence. You can start. I think this is a good matchup for Cortland Sutton. He had a bad game last week, but I think that he bounces back and have a good game this week. I think you can play DJ Chark. Laviska Shenault has a tough, there's a tough matchup there from the corner standpoint, but I think you can still play him. I think you can start Noah Fant in this game. When it comes to the flex, you know, this is where it gets a little dicey, right? I think obviously you can play James Robinson. I still think James Robinson is the clear-cut starter for the Jacksonville Jaguars. It's just Carlos Hyde got a lot of touches as well. So this is where, you know, you can't just have James Robinson on your bench. If you don't have the options to bench him, you have to play him. So I think James Robinson's a flex. I think Melvin Gordon's a flex. I think Javonte Williams could be a flex at the running back position. I think that, you know, Marvin Jones, you know, he showed that, I know he had a garbage time touchdown last week, but, you know, he's a guy that plays in the slot that could get some good looks. I think with Jerry Jeudy going down, I think Tim Patrick becomes an interesting play at the flex position. So he's a guy that I would consider too in this game. And the boom bust candidate for this game, I think, is Carlos Hyde. I know they got a lot more carries, but it's right now, it's only week two. And as the season progresses, we'll get more information on how we feel like this is going to play out. But I just feel like maybe last week was a kind of a fluke with Carlos Hyde. But it's one of those things where it depends on game script, depends on, we know that James Robinson's not going to get the majority of the touches like he did last year. So you probably, somebody, people probably, you know, I picked up Carlos Hyde this morning on waivers. I'm sorry, yesterday morning on waivers, and I dropped him for James White. Like, I paid like $2 for him, and I dropped him for James White because he was available. So that's kind of where it is, where I feel like James Robinson still has the value there. And then going to the Buffalo Bills versus the Miami Dolphins, you're definitely obviously starting Josh Allen. You can play Tua in two quarterback leagues. You're going to start Myles Gaskin. And Stephon Diggs is the only wide receiver that I'm going to start in this game. I'm sitting Mike Gesicki. The vibe wasn't right for him last week, so I'm going to wait and see with him. I'm going to have him on my bench. In the flex position, I think Devin Singletary is a decent flex. And hopefully, we see, somebody in that backfield emerge as the clear-cut number one. It seems like right now he is. And the boom bust candidates, I think all the Miami and Buffalo wide receivers are not named Stephon Diggs. I think that you got Will Fuller coming back this week. Preston Williams, you got Jalen Waddle, you got Devontae Parker. There's a lot of options here. And so I can't really trust, I know Waddle got the touchdown or everything last week. I just can't trust that wide receiver core right now. So I'm gonna stay with them being a boom bust so far, until I see somebody emerge in that wide receiver group. Moving on to the Patriots versus the Jets. I think you can play Mac Jones. I'm playing Mac Jones I'm in two quarterback leagues, and Mac Jones is being started over Derek Carr in one league, and he's being started over Zach Wilson in another. So I think it's one of those things where it's all about matchups. I mean, I have Josh Allen as my number one guy, so I always play matchups with my second quarterback, and right now I'm going to start Mac Jones. I think the Mac Jones versus the Jets is better than Zach Wilson versus the Patriots. So I think Mac Jones can be a decent play. You're starting Damian Harris. You're going to start Corey Davis. I think Corey Davis is one of those guys that's going to be a very valued player this year. And I think you can still play at tight end. You can play Jonnu Smith and Hunter Henry. I think they still kind of qualify in that tight end one area. So I think you can still play those guys. I'm sitting Zach Wilson. Especially in like one quarterback league, there's no reason for you to play either Mac Jones or Zach Wilson. But in two quarterback leagues, I can see why you would have to. But if you have the opportunity to pick someone else, I'm not going to play Zach Wilson. I'm not playing any running back for the Jets in this game. I can't really trust what's going on with them until I see. Hopefully, Michael Carter is the one that emerges from that group, but he's not a guy that these are not running backs I'm going to play. In the flex, I think James White, he saw like 7 targets last week. So I think that James White is a good flex play. Especially with Mac Jones now at quarterback and not Cam Newton. I think that gives him more relevancy. Boom bust candidates, I think it's all the New England wide receivers. I think that, I know Nelson Aguilar was probably a waiver wire pickup this week. And I know that there's Jacoby Myers. There's not enough there yet for me to pinpoint who I want to play. So I think I'm going to stay away until I know more about, that situation. So those are my boom bust candidates for this game. Moving on to the 49ers versus the Eagles. Obviously you're going to play Jalen Hurts at quarterback. At running back, you're playing Miles Sanders. Receiver, you're going to play Deebo Samuel and Devontae Smith. At tight end, you can play both George Kittle and Dallas Goedert. I'm going to flex play. You're obviously going to play Elijah Mitchell. Now, be careful with Elijah Mitchell. I know he was the number one waiver wire pickup for the week. I tried going after him. We got a $100 budget in my league, and I put in a $40 bid on him. I lost him to a league mate that bidded $49 for him. So I think it's one of these things where you could be extremely happy, or Trey Sermon comes in and he takes 19 carries, and then this is the Nyheim Hines of last year, where everyone paid big money for him, and then it didn't come to that when you had to play him. So I still think he right now he's favorite to be the ball carrier, the lead ball carrier, but you never know what's going to happen with Kyle Shanahan, so just be careful with that. But I still think he's a flex play. My boom bust candidates for this game are Brandon Ayuk and Jalen Reagor. We obviously know what happened to Brandon Ayuk last week. He had no targets, didn't really play at all. And then Jalen Reagor, he did good last week, right? He had a touchdown. He looked, looked good against the Falcons. But this is a different defense, and I want to see consistency. I always do the rule of threes. I want to see 3 weeks of consistency until I feel comfortable playing that person. And so if Jalen Reagor continues to show that he is the guy that we thought he was last year and he's consistent, then I'm going to pick him up and I'm going to try to play him and put him in my lineup. But as of right now, he's a boom bust for me. Now moved on to the Las Vegas Raiders versus the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think for me, I'm going to play Big Ben. I think that it's one of those things where, you know, he has a good matchup. They have a very good offense. And so I think that playing Big Ben, he's a low-end quarterback play for me, but he's still a guy that I can start. You're going to play Najee Harris, obviously. You're going to play Josh Jacobs. And I think you can still play all the Pittsburgh wide receivers. I don't think there's going to be one that's going to emerge more than the other. I think, you know, last week it was Juju. You know, he was one who led the stats there, but they still bring enough relevancy where I feel like you can still play them. Hopefully it's not the week that one of the guys that you play ends up busting, because it's going to happen. Like last week when you're looking at the Bucs, right? Antonio Brown and Chris Godwin were the two main guys, and Gronk, and then Mike Evans pretty much gave you a dud game. So that's the same thing with the Pittsburgh wide receivers. You can play all of them and hope that you're the one that you play is the one that you get points with. But it is one of those things you just have to, take that risk. At tight end, you're going to play Darren Waller. And then you're sitting Derek Carr. Like I said, I'm sitting Derek Carr in my two quarterback league for Mac Jones. I just think that the matchup is a little harder for Carr this week. And the flex, I'm going to play Kenyon Drake. We know that Josh Jacobs is dealing with a toe injury, so they're going to give Drake some snaps. So I think that he's a good candidate to play in the flex. Boom bust candidates are Henry Ruggs and Bryan Edwards. You know, Henry Ruggs, he hasn't really emerged like we thought he would right now. And Bryan Edwards, he was hyped up all last year. He was hyped up this year, and then he didn't really do anything until late in that game on Monday night where he scored that touchdown. They got called back and all that stuff. But I mean, you know, he's a guy that, you know, hopefully will continue to grow in that offense. And these are the number one, number two wide receivers for the Raiders. So hopefully somebody emerges, and you can be consistently can play these guys. But right now they're a boom bust. Moving on to the Vikings versus the Cardinals. You're obviously going to play. You're playing Kyler Murray. You can play Kirk Cousins at running back. You're playing Chase Edmonds. At wide receiver, obviously playing DeAndre Hopkins, Jefferson, you're going to play Adam Thielen. And then I almost said Thomas Jefferson, but that's not his name. When it comes to the flex, I think you can play James Conner. I think James Conner, he got enough involvement where he could be a decent flex play for you. When it comes to boom bust candidates, Christian Kirk is one of these guys. Rondale Moore is that as well. I think that we saw Christian Kirk look like the Christian Kirk that we thought we were going to get a few years ago. But we know like the matchup, it was a good matchup. And, you know, him and DeAndre Hopkins just tore it up. And then Rondale Moore was involved as well. But I do think that these are guys that I'm sure, like Christian Kirk, for example, will be played in people's lineups this week. And not be surprised if it's a guy that causes you guys to be disappointed because he gave us a good game last week that he probably didn't play in any rosters or start, and then you play him this week and he does nothing for you. So I've been on that side of Christian Kirk last year, and it's not fun. I think also the tight end Tyler Conklin, you know, for the Vikings, I think that he, you know, with Irv Smith Jr. going down, I think that he's a guy that you could, you know, possibly play if you really need tight end help. But I can't imagine that you can't find a better tight end than Tyler Conklin right now. So he's a boom bust candidate for me in this game. And then looking at going to the Bucks versus the Falcons, you can play Tom Brady. You're playing Mike Davis. You're playing Calvin Ridley. You're going to play all the Bucks wide receivers. I'm playing Antonio Brown again in my league. So I think that this is a good matchup. At tight end, you're going to play Pitts. Then you're going to play Gronk. I think that these are two guys that are going to have decent games. So go ahead and play those guys. I'm sitting Matt Ryan. I know Dak Prescott had a big game against the Bucks this past Thursday, but I do think that Matt Ryan didn't look good against the Eagles, and the Eagles are not a bad were a plus matchup for him. He didn't do anything, so I think playing a tougher defense with the Bucks, I think Matt Ryan's a guy that, you know, you're going to have to sit. And then one of boom bust candidates for this is the Bucks backfield. This is Ronald Jones and Leonard Fournette. You know, Ronald Jones, after he fumbled the ball on the Thursday night game last week, he didn't play another snap. And then Leonard Fournette, he was the guy who took the rest of the snaps that game. But this is a backfield you just don't know. You know, Ronald Jones could, you know, again fumble on the first play of the game and he'll never play again. And I played him last week. You know, I got a little excited. I play in four leagues, so I got a lot of these guys on a lot of these different rosters, but I had played him in my flex. I have Tom Brady and I had played Ronald Jones in my flex. And, you know, he got me negative points. So for me, I'm not playing in my flex this week. I'm going to play probably Laviska Shenault in that league, in that flex position, because I'm just not going to trust it. I think I'll get more points out of Laviska Shenault. But Ronald Jones is a guy who gets you a couple touchdowns, and he may be the hot hand, and he plays. And, you know, Leonard Fournette's nothing. So that's why they're a boom bust for me. Now moving on to the Dallas Cowboys versus the Chargers. Obviously, who you're starting this game, you're playing Dak, you're playing Justin Herbert, you're playing Zeke, you're playing Eckler. Obviously, you're playing Keenan Allen, you're playing Mike Williams. I'm playing Mike Williams this year. I picked him up on the waiver wire. I had him last week. I dropped him for Tevin Coleman, and then he had a big week, so I got him back. I had to pay fab for him, but I'm playing Mike Williams this week. You're playing, obviously, Amari Cooper, CeeDee Lamb. In the flex, I think, you know, in deeper leagues, you can probably play Tony Pollard. Last week, Tony Pollard scored more than Zeke did, so I know the Bucs are a top 10 or a top 5 like rush defense, but I think that, you know, Tony Pollard's a guy that could have his own standalone value as the season progresses, and I think that he just looked more explosive than Zeke did. So that's the guy to keep your eye on, but in deeper leagues, you probably play him in the flex. And then boom bust candidates, these are the tight ends in this game. Jared Cook, Blake Jarwin, Dalton Schultz are all going to be boom bust for me, just because, like, they just haven't shown consistency. So until I see that, I think there's better guys out there that you can play at the tight end position. And then moving on to the Tennessee Titans versus the Seattle Seahawks. You're going to play Russell Wilson. Obviously, you're playing Ryan Tannehill. At running back, you're playing Derrick Henry. You're playing Chris Carson. At wide receiver, you're playing DK Metcalf. You're going to play Tyler Lockett. You know, you're going to play AJ Brown and Julio Jones. That's an obvious starts for that game. You're going to sit Anthony Firkser, I don't think, right now. He's a guy that you can rely on and get consistent points out of him, so he's going to be a sit for me in this game. And then the boom bust for me for this game is Gerald Everett, the other tight end for the Seahawks. I think that, you know, they do like using a tight end in the system, but, you know, it's going to be a very ebb and flow type of situation. So, like I said, I've been saying this the whole podcast. You can probably find a better tight end. If you're playing in a 12-team league, you know, you're gonna have a better tight end to look for to play. You probably have a better person on your roster to play than Gerald Everett. Now, if you're playing a 16-team league, this is a guy that you probably could play and it's a boom bust because he's probably gonna fall in that range that would be more evident in a 16-team league. So he's definitely a boom bust for me. Now moving on to the Sunday night game, we got the Chiefs versus the Ravens, which is gonna be a very good game. Obviously, you're gonna play Mahomes, you're playing Lamar Jackson, you're playing Clyde Edwards-Helaire. And I think you still have to play Tyson Williams. I think that he is the starter, and who knows who's going to dress in this game. If all four running backs dress, then that could be a little dicey, but I still think he's the lead guy, and I think that he's obviously more athletic and a better back than like Tavis Murray is. But, you know, you have to roll the dice with him and play him. And tight end, you're obviously playing Kelsey and Mark Andrews. At the flex position, I think you can play Hollywood Brown. I think he's a guy that showed you he was involved. He got you a touchdown. He looked really good on Monday night. So I think Hollywood Brown's a guy you can play in the flex. For my boom bust candidate, I think it's Latavius Murray. I think, you know, he got you a touchdown last week, but I doubt that people started him, you know, especially in the flex. I don't think he was really started, but, you know, because he got the involvement in the touchdown, I think that he has more. I think if I had to choose, I know like John, you know, I know the Harbaugh said something about they're going to use a four-back committee, right? But it's hard. I mean, like Metcalf, I'm sorry, not Metcalf. Latavius Murray and Tyson Williams are the most talented running backs on that team. I can't imagine that Le'Veon Bell doesn't get a lot of carries. I can't imagine Devontae Freeman will. I understand that's what he's saying, but I think that it's really the Tyson Williams and Latavius Murray show right now. So that's just my opinion. And then boom bust, Sammy Watkins and Mecole Hardman are the two guys that are boom bust for me. It was Sammy Watkins. He dropped a few passes. He could have had a better game on Monday night. just didn't happen for him. And the reason why I have Mecole Hardman here, because Mecole Hardman can be a guy who gets you one catch for 70 yards and a touchdown and makes your whole fantasy game in that flex position. So that's the risk you take with a guy like that, but he's been involved. So I think that, you know, he's a guy that you could consider in a pinch if you need to. All right, let's move on to the last game on the slate. This is Monday Night Football, right? This is the Green Bay Packers versus the Detroit Lions. I would say you're going to have to start Aaron Rodgers, right? You paid the draft capital to play him. They're playing the Lions. It's a plus matchup for him. And he looked like hot garbage on Sunday versus the Saints, but he's Aaron Rodgers, and hopefully this is just the one hiccup that he can avoid another one of those and play well on Monday night. I think you also play Jared Goff. Jared Goff had a great game against the 49ers. If you're in a two quarterback super flex league, if you have limited options, I think you can play Jared Goff. He showed enough there on Sunday that he could, you know, get you some good points here and there. You're going to play obviously Aaron Jones. You're playing DeAndre Swift. You're going to wide receiver playing Davante Adams. At tight end, you're going to play T.J. Hockenson and Robert Tonyan. And I think really the only flex position that you can play here is Jamal Williams. I think that we've seen that, you know, they're going to do a two-back committee with DeAndre Swift and Williams. So I think that you're going to get, at least some good flex points out of Williams. So those are all my starts and sits for the week. You know, I like kind of looking at all the matchups and everything like that and looking at who has some pretty good matchups. You know, looking at this, the wide receiver cornerback matchup, you know, the guys that have the best matchup this week is Davante Adams versus the Lions, the Hopkins versus the DeAndre Hopkins versus the Vikings. Allen Robinson has a plus matchup versus the Bengals secondary. And then I think Julio Jones, AJ Brown have some pretty good games, you know, good matchup as well. So these are guys that are going to, you know, hopefully do well this week. And also too, like, we're going to see how's Will Fuller going to be this week. There's going to be a lot of storylines. How's Will Fuller going to be coming back from suspension? Is it true that Christian Kirk is going to be that guy that's going to be consistent for the Cardinals? Things like that, where it's going to be interesting to kind of see how everything plays out in week two. I like seeing things progress week to week when it comes to, fantasy football, because week one is never going to be the ideal situation of what you think things are, and then things play out as the season progresses and you start to get, you know, a better idea of how your team's gonna be shaping up for fantasy wise. So that is it for today. And if you have any start sit questions for me, please send me a direct message on Instagram at Gridiron Fantasy Football, because I'd love to be able to help you guys with start sit questions. But if you want to follow us there, you can follow us at Gridiron Fantasy Football. And then if you want to follow us on Facebook or Twitter, we're at the Gridiron Pod. So do me a favor. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss any more episodes. And now on Saturday, I'll be doing my injury report. So look for that on YouTube. I post it on YouTube on every Saturday. I try to get a little more insight, all the injuries that's taking place, the players that can be in and out for the games on Sunday. So make sure you tune into YouTube to watch that video on Saturday. Okay. So hope you guys have a good fantasy week. I hope that if you're playing anybody tonight in Thursday Night Football, you know, if you decide to play Saquon Barkley, I hope he does well. And we'll talk about that when I do my week two reactions on Monday. So have a good week. Enjoy the game.